Hi, Pete.
I'm stylish.
Like Billie Eilish.
Black top, big t-shirt, Billie Eilish.
Welcome back to Top 5 Gadgets.
Yes, hi everyone, and thanks for your patience in waiting for another podcast. It's been a minute, and that's because I've been poorly, but I don't want to go on about it. I've just not been very well. And where were you when I wasn't feeling great? You weren't there,
were you? You want them to, like, what, send you flowers or chocolates or something?
You know, just rating the podcast is enough, some say, but I say, you know, think about me when I'm not well.
me.
Yeah,
did you discover any gadgets whilst you were ill?
Well, do you know, one of the benefits of laying in bed is mobile phone.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the other M.
No. Mobile phone.
Right.
Online search.
Online shopping.
Yeah. And add to cart, pay, done. Delivery. Well,
the only thing that was disappointing with you being away was you took your credit card with you, so I couldn't buy anything.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've done all the shopping.
Well, some of the things that are coming up,
yeah,
I'm not responsible for. I've already spoken to Jean about it. I don't know how they got ordered. It was nothing to do with me, but they're massively over budget.
When you say you've got nothing to do with them, I'm just tidying up your cable for you.
Oh, no, that's fine.
How much I care about you. When you say you got nothing to do with them, how did they...
Well...
Was it in a fever dream or...?
They're here.
Yeah.
Right? How they got here, I don't know. Did I speak to the companies? No.
No?
I had nothing to do with it. So Gene's really upset with me.
How's the Making It Rain fund going?
Not great so far. Last month,
yeah,
we had a few people buy,
right, okay,
through the affiliate link.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and the 40 pence.
This isn't a good business venture, is it?
I don't know if it's a sustainable model.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
But yeah, I thought it would make it rain. Yes, we're getting paid now, which is great.
40 pence.
But 40 pence is not going to make
not
a lot
when
of
I
difference.
Spent hundreds on the last two shows.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's... I've spent more going to collect items that were misdelivered.
Oh, you know? Right, yeah.
Oh, we tried you, but now you've got to come and pick it up.
Yeah, okay. So what kind of gadgety fun have we got lined up for today's show?
Okay, look, it's a blinder.
Yeah.
We've got tech,
right,
like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Right? In the form of dual screen laptoping. Imagine that.
Nice, okay. Right?
So I've got some accessories to make your... visual aids more enjoyable, whether that's gaming or just, no, like spreadsheeting. It could be spreadsheeting. Jean might end up with one of these. She'll be happy.
Dual screen.
Right?
Because you could then watch, you could be like VR. You get them close enough to your head.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try VR.
I'm going to reveal more.
Okay.
You stay with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to enhance it. I've also gone for a torch because I love a torch.
I mean, it's a staple of ours, isn't it? It's a staple EDC, bit of a torch, bit of a flashlight.
Right. Then one of the things I struggle with, I'm a bit of a fidget.
You are.
So I've gone for another fidget because I think you can't have enough. I like having a little play around. They're tactile. That's good fun. Mm. Look.
Okay.
EDC carries are about the practical man as well. So I've gone with a little toolkit that you can carry around with you.
Okay.
You're gonna like it because there's functions to it.
Function.
And then finally,
yeah,
and I didn't buy this, so I don't know how it got here, but here we are.
Mysteries.
I've got a 3D printer.
Oh
yeah, so you know,
it's been a while since we've had a 3D printer.
If you're a proper tech nerd,
yeah,
right, and you want to do a bit of building. I used to be on another channel doing a lot of building. People might know the face from that.
Do you think you're famous? Recognizable?
Yeah, recognizable, you know.
Hard to forget, I'd say, more than recognizable.
Yeah, you've got to consider this, you know. If you're in the best party that you've ever been to, how many people were there? More people than that know this face.
Oh, right, okay,
right?
Yeah.
So there, fame.
I was going to say, the best party I've ever been to, how many people there? Maybe two, including me.
What kind of party? No, I don't answer that. But no, it's quite an action-packed show.
Yes.
So
right,
if you're watching on Spotify, great. If you're just listening and we're company for your journey, that's fine too.
Okay, yeah.
I'll try and talk through some of the visual stuff that you're missing out on, but bearing in mind, the best experience is to watch on Spotify.
It is, and to rate us on Spotify.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I would appreciate it, right? Especially since I didn't get any Get Well cards.
Or flowers.
Yeah.
Or chocolates. Did you get my gift? Did it come?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
It's probably delayed in the post.
Yeah, it might be the weather.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
What I'll do, mm-hmm. I'm going to move in to the very first product review.
All right.
AJ, this is a blinder. Are you ready? I know you were saying about VR and stuff.
Yeah.
Way off track.
The
U-Game Monitor K118.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a beast. Look at this.
It is huge. So
just to keep you happy.
Yeah, I want the specs.
I saw you were on a stream the other day.
Yeah.
I'm doing the #replaycrew.
It's my little face.
Yeah. So I've jumped in. I thought I'd show them with some visuals. Okay. Let's have a look at that. And I'm going to tell you all about the K118 U-Perfect monitor. First off, the 118. So there is one device here. It's an 18-inch, that's the 18, 2K monitor. It's aimed at gamers with a refresh rate of 144Hz. It's available in a 16, 17, and 18-inch display. You're going to benefit from super fast response time of 3 milliseconds. It offers reduced motion blur. And at first look, you'll enjoy those narrow bezels. And just looking around the outside, it really is quite beautiful. But what you can't see from this angle is there's a super wide viewing angle. On the back, it's also compatible with a Visa mount, but I've got it set up with the case stand that's attached to it straight out of the box. So absolutely fantastic. Straight out of the box, I'm able to use it. Firstly, you get built-in speakers, and you can see the cutouts on either side of the device. We'll take a look in a second. There's also a 3.5 audio jack. You'll get PD USB, Type-C, mini HDMI, and there's a menu control wheel. So that's all the things that are visible. Now, compatibility-wise, obviously I said it's mini HDMI, so that's going to give you access for using this as a display for your Nintendo Switch, Stream Deck, PlayStation 4 or 5, or Xbox. Obviously, you can hook this up to a laptop, a PC, or a Mac. Basically, anything that's got HDMI to mini HDMI. Now, the recommended retail price is £370, but we found this at an absolute bargain online, and I urge you to check out the affiliate link, which will help make it rain.
Nice plug.
For me.
Firstly, it looks amazing. That tiny bezel is a thing of beauty. We talked about the mini HDMI connectivity. Just to expand on that a little bit, I'm using this from a MacBook with USB-C because the MacBook will put its display out via USB-C. So no mini HDMI needed there.
Perfect.
Which is cool.
Perfect.
Most modern laptops and computers will do that. If they've got USB connectivity, you can use that as a display output now.
Yeah.
So I say that because anyone that's used mini HDMI, it fills you with a little bit of dread. There's a horrible little connection. So having USB-C instead is loads better.
Yeah, it's a go-to if you have it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking most instances of something like this where it's an easy travel. You put this in the backpack and it goes with you. Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Carry your dock in a bag.
Yeah.
Bang.
Well, I reckon with the Switch, you can probably use the USB-C as well without the dock.
Oh.
Interestingly with this as well, it's got two USB-C ports, they're both PD, so they will take power, but it will also work, I've noticed, as a drain as well, as in it will take the power from the laptop and it's booted on straight away without the power connection.
Brilliant.
But it runs in a kind of more eco mode, so it's dimmer.
Yeah, yeah, so, you're not getting the full...
Yeah, because obviously it's drawing the battery from the device it's connected to it. So I've connected both up, the power and the display USB-C there, so you get a brighter image.
Viewing angle. So one of the things that will do your head in with any display is having to be straight onto it.
Yeah, horrible.
The viewing angle on this is fantastic. I mean, they spec it as wide angle anyway, but so you anticipate that. But then you always find when you're sat off-center... To a monitor, to a display, that now it's really down to the type of finish on the screen.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, even in the studio environment where we've got overhead lights casting down, you can see from the display, you're not getting any glare. You're able to see the visuals as clear as we can.
Yeah, it's
well, nice, hopefully the reproduction is as clear.
It's a nice kind of matte finish to it. It's huge. That's one thing I will say. It's obviously it's plugged as a portable monitor, and it definitely is because it comes in that folio case, and it, like say, it runs off the battery from the device connected to it if you wanted to. Would you take a whole 18-inch monitor with you? I think maybe portably you probably want the 16, slightly smaller.
But bigger is better.
It's that. I mean, there's two things we know that's true with computers.
Yeah.
Bigger is better,
yeah,
and RGB makes it faster.
So
that's one tick.
Although it's lacking on the RGB, like it's got no backlight going on here. Big at 18-inch is better. I think it's so impressive on the size that you could sit here quite comfortably and watch a whole Netflix docu-series.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have no issue with that.
You could happily game with it.
Yeah.
Happily game with that.
What I should throw in is there is one little niggle that's kind of annoying. I saw you playing around with it before we started filming. The menu reel. Okay, so where we're trying to reduce the number of buttons, you've got this functional wheel that you can select through the menu. Now, you can use that, and there's the pros and the cons. It does take a little bit of getting used to, but once you've mastered it, you can rotate the screen so you can have it in portrait. So like you're watching YouTube Shorts, or maybe you want this as a stream for
porn.
What, TikTok?
Oh, yeah, TikTok. Stock exchange.
Yeah. Then you can rotate the screen, rotate the orientation, and now you're watching vertical video.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's say that you're one of those cable tidy freaks. I know you are.
I am.
Right? So the cables currently are on your side. If I turn the TV upside down, the picture would be upside down, but the cables would be out of the way on my side.
Yeah.
So the cables are tidy, but now the screen's upside down. I can rotate and flip the picture. All of that is really accessible through the menu. The other thing there that's kind of a notable mention is it's got 3D audio. So it does cast quite a nice audio. 3D, don't be thinking this is going to be like a surround sound immersive experience. That's
a headphones thing, isn't it? It mimics surround sound in your headphones. The fact that it's got it is cool, again, for a gaming scenario. That's going to be quite cool.
It's a nice little feature. You're not going to get like a full-on theatre sound. Of course not. But the audio is pretty good.
Are you going to take an 18-inch monitor around with you?
I'm certainly going to try.
Oh, this is...
I was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Put that in the back of the car.
Right.
Nintendo Switch. Kids, shut up. You've got everything you could dream of. Gaming on
that
the go.
That in the back of your car would be pretty amazing.
You would look like you are high end. Rolling.
This is for the rollers.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine mounting that from the ceiling. Well, that's just my 18-inch flat screen.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Definitely on the train. That'd be cool as long train journeys.
Yeah.
A plane, you're taking up the entire seat with a monitor.
But you look like a boss. Everyone on the plane knows you're the man.
Yeah, and everyone's just watching you game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah, because you're taking up the entire seat with a monitor.
Yeah. Excuse me, could you put that in the aisle so we can all watch? Obviously, I will.
18-inch. I've not seen a portable monitor that's that big before. It's kind of, it's quite daunting, actually.
That's what she said.
Exactly. Yeah, I look at it and go, I don't think I could take all of that in.
Yeah. Well, that is the K118 gaming monitor. Look, I love an everyday carry.
Everyone loves an everyday carry.
That's why they're here.
Yeah, that's why this show's here.
I like it.
Yeah.
Right. I've gone back to lever gear. I've got a bit of a thing for lever gear.
Yeah, same.
And I've picked up the BitVolt.
Ooh.
But I can't just say it like that. I have to go, the lever gear BitVolt.
Big. I liked it. Big.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you know what they say?
What?
The small thing that can carry everything.
Can it carry everything?
They've got a slogan for it. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Look, let's drop down, take a look, and I'll tell you all about the BitVolt lever gear. This everyday carry is, in essence, a screwdriver starter kit. First up, it's a key ring. It clips on as an everyday carry. And enclosed in this rugged metal design is a hidden compartment. You simply pinch the top and pull it out to access. What is revealed is six compartments. As standard, you have a positive and a negative screwdriver, but with lever gear, they offer a 6-bit kit. So if you wanted, you could pick up a full driver set for an extra about $8. By design, you have the six gaps, but you can pull those out and remove all compartments. So when it's set up in the normal configuration, you've got your positive, your negative, somewhere for like Viagra, paracetamols, whatever it is that you carry. Maybe it's a SIM card, a memory card. I'm just making up the names of anything that's small that you could put in there. But take it all out and you can roll up some banknotes and you can carry that in there. Basically, what you're looking at is a small, everyday compartment stashed space that you can carry on a keyring for £55. But we found the best price online, and I've linked it below.
Can I maybe pull you up on one little thing?
Yeah.
Just one little thing.
Yeah.
What were the additional items that you could carry in it?
I was like a paracetamol, ibuprofen, a SIM card, a memory card. I
think you might have let something slip about your personal life. That was all. Just
oh, Viagra.
There. Yes.
I was just thinking for the older audience.
Oh.
They're walking around with pills.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I don't want to alienate anyone or embarrass anyone.
So it's like your daily pills are in there.
Yeah.
And that's paracetamol, Viagra,
yeah,
and a drill bit.
And a drill bit.
Which is literally everything you need in life.
Everything you need. And I should have mentioned, which you've now featured, you've also, it's all right being a screwdriver, but you've got to have somewhere to fix it. So you just drop that in and away you go. So the screwdriver heads just literally slot in.
So it's not just a vault for your bits.
No.
It's also a multi-tool that attaches via a carabiner hook to your keyring.
Or belt clip. Belt clip it. You know, how many people in the years gone by used to walk around with utility belts?
Could you use that as a money clip instead, do you think?
I easily could. If you're like, you've got to be a different level of cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to whack some notes into the back.
Can I just have your wallet? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's everything you need in there.
Yeah.
Viagra, paracetamol, ibuprofen.
Cash.
It's like a medicine cabinet, with cash.
So it's like a pharmacy and a toolkit and a wallet in one.
Yeah.
And how much did you say it was?
Well, I found it cheaper online,
and
I've linked it below the video.
So for a cheap price, unknown cheap price.
You're looking around 55 quid as a kind of average.
Wow. It's a pharmacy, it's your wallet, and a toolkit.
Who else can offer you that many benefits?
Well, not many. It's amazingly well made. The construction's phenomenal.
Do you know what you can store in there?
What else?
3,000 movies. Short movies. Memory card stash.
Okay.
Put them all in there.
Okay.
20,000 music albums stashed in.
Do people still do
in
that?
In the bit vault.
On like a USB card. Do people still use them?
They might do.
It's incredibly well built, so I was going to say. It's an all metal construction. It feels really premium, really nice. It's the kind of, I've said it before, but I've got a thing for everyday carry gadgets that are just a little bit cool. Is that okay to say?
I don't think anyone's going to pull you up.
It's kind of like, it's kind of cool to have on me. I like it. This is definitely one of those.
When you take the compartments out and it's just an open stash pot.
Yeah.
Right. It's less cool because everything's knocking around loose and unorganized.
Yeah.
But with the grids in there and the fact that you can kind of compartmentalize everything, it's nice and orderly. I like that.
I want all the bits. That's the only thing. I'm kind of disappointed you didn't buy all the bits.
Okay, so they're $8 online and you can get the whole set of screwdrivers to go in there.
But why didn't you buy them all?
Well, because that makes it very screwdriver-centric and I was thinking of all users.
You were thinking more of Viagra.
I was thinking of like...
What about the female audience, Pete?
Right. The morning after pill. Contraceptive.
Why did you go straight for the morning after pill?
Well, it was on the train of thought of Viagra. His and hers.
They do kind of intrinsically link to each other.
The man's comes with Viagra. The ladies comes with a contraceptive pill. Do you know? It was just where I went.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. Lever Gear make awesome everyday carry gadgets. They make awesome little tools. We've seen card wallet tools, the Tool Card Pro.
Yeah.
They've got like cable kits. They've just got a lot of cool stuff.
For the practical man.
Yeah.
Or lady.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what else they come out with as well. They're obviously working on
You will
things.
Because obviously I like lever gear, so.
Have they replied to your emails yet?
No, so I've sent them more.
Just more?
Yeah, I think the more you send, the more chance there is.
Was it just a photo of your face again?
I do send photos to them, yeah. Just in case they want to use them for their Instagram.
They've not yet?
Not yet.
It's weird that they've not picked you as a model for their stuff.
I know. Some say, you know, this face sells products. You know, you look at this and you go, I'd buy off of him.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, I've done some cheesy things. So you might say cheesy, but I've done some things for them.
Yeah.
As a product endorsement that they could put on their Instagram, like this.
Wow.
That's a wink.
And they've not used that yet?
No. I could be the face of lever gear. Imagine that. One of your favourite everyday carries.
Yeah.
My face endorsing it.
That would be...
And yet they've not chosen.
No, it's weird. It's odd that they've not picked you with that face.
Yeah. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason.
Well, I think there's a few reasons.
Oh.
Do you know what they are?
I'd like to wrap it up with, you know, just take a last look. That's the bit vault. Look, I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to move on.
Well, you know.
I've got another everyday carry.
Okay.
This time, it's appealing to my, like, nervous anxiety.
Whilst you're waiting for the reply from Bitvolt.
Yeah, and I start fidgeting.
Yeah, okay.
The Skull Pusher. Fidget.
I like the name.
Yeah, Skull Pusher. It sounds immense. But let's take a look at it, AJ.
Wait.
And you'll see why.
Before we take a look at it, can I just introduce?
That's not the main event.
Yeah, but I think it kind of should be. This is a posing pouch for...
Skull Pusher?
For the smaller...
Right, never before have we focused on packaging.
Okay, let's drop the packaging.
This is the Skull Pusher Fidget. This tiny little fidget is just 44 by 33 mils and 4 millimeters thick. So it's quite tiny, so it'll fit in your coin pocket. That's the tiny little pocket in your jeans. It's made from a solid metal and it's perfect for concentration. So I sit at my desk fidgeting away, but also, you know, let's be serious. Fidgets are really aimed at, they're a kind of maturer child's toy. They're for anxiety, they're for ADHD, they're for quitting bad habits. And this particular one, I found online for $7.50, but I've linked below the best price.
It is super, super cool. I mean, like, it's super cool.
Okay, so it's got a two-stage click.
Yeah, two stages. Right?
So you can clunk, clunk. Go on, give me your ASMR.
Oh, listen to that. Oh. I can't help it.
Yeah, so you got that two-stage click.
That's so addictive.
But you'll get a perfect placement between your fingers and your thumb, and it will just glide through.
But also, there's that moment between the magnets where it's like, do you know, and you're trying to balance it?
What I found I've started to do with it is trying to do it quietly so it doesn't annoy anyone. And then it's even more satisfying because you're adding that little bit of pressure to it and you're just trying to glide it through. Oh. And you've got the resistance of the magnets trying to make that loud noise. And you're going, no, you won't. You won't make the noise.
Aesthetically, it's beautiful. It looks really nice.
There's some different finishes. The Skull Pusher design, I quite like. It's got a little card thing on the back.
Yeah, you got the King of Hearts on the back. It just looks cool. It feels amazing. Just solid metal construction.
Yeah, so you've got a little bit of weight there, which means that you can kind of flip it around.
And interesting, you say it's like a mature kid's kind of toy, but also a few years ago, I quit smoking.
Yeah.
I say a few years ago, is that 7 years ago, something like that?
I think it was more than that. 2014, you quit smoking.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow, it's been that long, I've lost count. This would have been super handy for those moments where you're like, you know?
Yeah. And that's really where fidgets sit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even notice I'm fidgeting. I get told I'm fidgeting.
Oh.
But even as a young kid in school, I would rock on my chair or put my heels up and I'd raise my, you know, so your heels up and your toes are down and I'd just rock my leg.
Yeah.
And I'd just rock my leg. Your leg's shaking. You don't even know you're doing
it. Have you ever considered that you might have ADHD?
No. No.
Never concentrated long enough on it.
No, no. I've not been one to label myself or others particularly.
That's fair enough.
But, you know, or seeked any professional help.
Quite clearly.
So, but I'd sit there and I'd rock. I wasn't rocking in a corner. It wasn't a
banging
bad,
your head.
Yeah. No? But I'd sit there and they'd go, I'll stop fidgeting. Or I'd have my pen and I'd twiddle my pen.
Yeah.
You know, some kids chew the end of the pen. Yeah. Not me. I like to twiddle it. I wanted to do that magician thing where it rolls across your fingers.
Yeah.
Could never quite get it.
I've got a habit of breaking pens. Oh. I'll fidget with them until they're broken.
Oh, too far.
Yeah. I've even got... So
what you actually need is a skull pusher.
What I need is a skull pusher. It would have actually saved me. I got given a Parker pen.
Yeah,
you know, like a nice pen as a gift once, yeah. Like a all metal one. I got a new job and someone gave it to me. I fidgeted with it until the bit broke off of it.
The pocket clip?
Yeah, snapped off.
That's the bit that says the name on?
Yeah, snapped it right
now
off.
Now it's just a cheap pen.
Yeah, now it's a cheap pen with a really sharp end.
Oh. Yeah,
so this would have saved me good. Breaking pens.
Yeah, it's really nice. I love that kind of clicky sound, which is nice, but... The best experience comes when you can avoid the clicky sound. So here we are, click, right? Ready?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it with a glide.
You can definitely avoid the sound if you don't move it. Oh. That's
right. So that's technique. With pressure.
Right.
Right. Now just listen. I'll just do a straight up click.
Wow.
So you can get too into these things.
Yeah, I think
but
you might.
If you try and glide it, you just got to push between your finger and your thumb, and you can glide it.
I never anticipated that you would be so professional at fidgeting.
Yeah, no, there's different levels. Some people look at it and go, it's just two pieces of metal screwed together with some magnets.
Yeah.
I say no.
Did you study fidgeting?
No.
Professional fidgeting?
Currently, there's not an official course, but I was thinking if I was to create one,
I could
certificate it.
Right.
And for just like, I don't know,
$199.
I mean, I could try.
Oh, but, you meant £1.99.
As a promotional starter fee, already started to consider rising my prices.
Yeah, I think...
Right? That people could just enroll and you know, join in.
And you could teach them how to be a professional fidgeter.
Well, I'd write the course, I'd do some videos, and I'd recommend some products.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly what we're doing here?
Yeah, kind of, but there's without the certification fee.
I think you've kind of shortchanged yourself by making this video. It's not just for fidgeters as well. Maybe you just love... the look of like everyday carry things that look cool, feel cool, then it's for you as well. Like for me, I probably wouldn't fidget with it. I'd probably just have it either on me or like on my desk or something. It just looks cool. And for the kind of price you were talking, it's not going to break the bank and you've got something that's really aesthetic.
It's in that bracket of little things that would do for like a secret Santa. It's in that price bracket. But
like me, like little things that you could.
Oh God! The problem I've got with this is I don't want to stop with it.
Yeah,
I don't want to stop. And you notice how you can't help. There's like little ridges. You're just like gliding on the ridges.
I didn't get as into it as you. I'm quite surprised how into it you are.
Well, the big problem I've got is talking that much about a little thing, which is ridiculous. So
it's not ridiculous. I love it.
No, at this point, I think people have heard enough about it and they're going, like, why is he still talking about it? It's a fidget, for God's sake. I want to go from fidget to gadget.
As long as it's still tiny, I'm on board.
It's still small. It's an everyday carry. This is from Olight. Let's drop down and take a look at it. It's one of the brands that I like to see on the show. And this particular model is the i3e EOS. It's 90 lumens, all from a AAA battery. It's available in 8 different colours, and this simple keyring torch can run up to 70 minutes. It's got a throw of 44 metres. Look at its size. It throws light 44 metres. It weighs just 19 grams, and in the box, on delivery, you'll receive the torch, a battery, and a manual, all in the box for a recommended retail price of $13. But linked below the video is the best price I found online.
I just want to say really quickly, while I've got it open to show the battery,
yeah,
there are 2 rubber gaskets, or what sometimes we call O-rings,
yeah,
just inside, which means and would suggest that this has a level of waterproofness as well.
Yeah, it's got an IP rating.
IP rating of
some
kind.
I'll be honest, when I looked at buying it, I saw the IP rating on there.
Did you?
Yeah, didn't take any attention of it.
Hang on, I've got
it. Is it on the box?
It is shock resistant for 1.5 metres.
Dust and water resistant, I believe.
Yes, it doesn't actually say on the box. There is a 5-year warranty.
I mean, I should have shouted that out.
Wait, what? 5 years? No, it doesn't say the waterproofness. But there you go. You've got to keep tightening it up. There we go.
Oh, was it
under? You were loosening it, yeah.
I can't help but look at that bottom screen and go...
Firstly, it is the smallest little flashlight from Olight I've seen.
Right, you're in a Michael Bay movie now.
Okay.
Welcome back to Top 5 Gadgets.
That's pretty special. I like that.
You know,
that was good to hear.
That was like watching Transformers then, wasn't it?
Well, because of you.
Well, just because that...
It's the smallest little flashlight I've seen from Olight. Olight make, in my opinion, some of the best flashlights on the market. They are such good quality. It's got that Olight premium to it, like an all-metal construction.
It feels quality.
Feels quality.
You can put it simply on a key ring.
So can I
everyone's walking around with a key for their front door at the very least.
Can I make a little admission to you?
Okay, please.
You know, you said you've been ill and you didn't know where some of the products come from.
That's right.
I ordered the i3e EOS from Olight
a
few weeks ago.
Right, okay.
I may have ordered 2.
Oh, I quite like it, so I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. That's fine. It's just that I've kept one for myself and I've been using it for the past couple of weeks on my keyring as my torch. Okay. My everyday carry torch. It is my daily.
Which means this is mine then.
You can have this one, yeah. My one's a burnt orange.
Do you know what I really like for a change that you're buying stuff?
Oh, no, I bought it with your credit card.
Ah.
I hope you don't mind. I just thought, you know, it's your credit card because, you know, you said that's...
We can talk about that after.
Oh, okay. And I will say it is the torch that I've used the most. Literally, I've had all sorts of everyday carry torches from all of the brands on me at different times. But this little thing from Olight, because it's on my key ring,
yeah,
I genuinely use it every day.
Now, I know it's really wasteful, but I'm going to say this. Kind of controversial.
Okay.
We should be recharging batteries to get the most out of them.
We should.
However, when you've got a super convenient AAA battery, which every household has spares of for the remote control and that type of thing... Kids at Christmas, you're whacking them into toys, 8 at a time, remote controller,
8 at a time.
For the little Christmas cars, you know.
Yeah.
How many? 4 for the controller, right, okay. Oh, 4 for the car. That's a whole packet of batteries gone.
Yeah.
Right. The batteries are in the house.
Yes.
It's so easy just to drop a fresh battery in.
I know.
And because they last so well,
you're
like, I'm only going to whack that torch on in the odd moment.
Literally, I use it for when I leave this place, because around the back of the building, there's no lighting. So I just use it to light my way. And when I get to my flat, I use it to find my keys.
Yeah.
Bonk. It's because it's so small, I've always got it on me. And because it's AAA, and like you say, it's kind of stupid. I don't have to worry about charging it. And that, I know that's wasteful, but because I don't worry about charging it, I just don't think about it. The battery runs out, it's fine. I've got a spare one. I'll just stick it in and go.
Yeah.
The other torches I've had that I've had to charge, when they run out, I always forget to charge them.
Well, it's the problem with charging, and it's a small one, but it is a niggle, is if it's a key ring torch that you're charging,
yep,
you end up taking it off your key ring
yep.
and charging it. I've never gone, I'm going to take my keys and plug them in.
No way. No way.
I take it off. And then once it's off, I forget to put it back on. Yep. So it sits there on the charging dock.
Yeah.
So it's one of those little niggly things that are tiny little details that make life more convenient. AAA battery. Every home's got one. Bang. Away you go. And of course, it allows for that tiny little size because it's such a small battery. But yeah, LED technology is super powerful now.
Yeah.
A huge throw from such a small battery and small LED.
It's really incredible. And it is literally the definition of an everyday carry because I am definitely going to... I have had this on me every day because it's so small and so convenient. It's crazy because we've got some incredible like high-powered torches here of all different brands, different price brackets as well. So like some really premium ones that are... objectively better,
yeah,
but this is just more usable because it's so super convenient.
Yeah, well, you talk about some of the more high-end ones with like the magnetic charging docks and ones with holsters and there are some really fancy designs that we've got in the studio, but it's like cameras. You know, you've got your mobile phone camera, we've got a wealth of other cameras. But the one you always take the picture on is always your mobile phone.
Because it's always on you.
Yeah, it's just there and it's convenient. So therefore it gets used. So Olight, really good job. They've made a practical torch that is for everyday use.
Yeah, it's great. I can't recommend this one enough. If you want just a little portable everyday carry torch, it's honestly phenomenal. And it seems crazy because it's so cheap and small.
This is the last item for the show. But you could say we've left the best till last.
I think we've left the best till last.
It's sizable.
Yes.
It's impressive. It is the ultimate man cave tool.
Oh.
AJ, I've got a 3D printer. This is the LotMax Shark V3. Now,
yes.
When you bring in big gadgets, you have to bring in the big guns.
Yes.
So I've called upon Scott to work his magic in the studio, put together our 3D printer, set it up, and then spend a month with it in producing as many different creative things as he could to put it through its paces. AJ, this is the LotMax Shark V3 3D printer. Now, let me give you the headlines. It's a multifunctional 3D printer. It does laser engraving. It does dual color 3D printing. It has G sensor auto leveling, super fast cooling, ultra quiet. Its print size is just over 9 inches by 10 inches high. It's got a 4-inch color touchscreen control panel. It's got easy laser module switching. So you can switch out your 3D print head across to a laser head. Dead easy. Now, assembly and maintenance tools are also included. That is just the headlines for this 3D printer. Now, for build volume, across 235 mils, depth 235, 265 mils high. Now, materials-wise, it does PLA, PETG, TPU, up to 260 degrees. The extruder type is a Bowden, and as for the nozzle, it's a 4mm Mark 8. The build platform is glass, and I'll give you some little tips that we found for that, thanks to our resident 3D print nerd. The bed leveling is automatic, and it has a filament runout sensor. To connect to this device, you can use micro SD or a LAN connection. As I already mentioned, it's got that color touchscreen control panel. And as for the laser, it's 1.6 watts. Now, the overall machine weighs in at 7.1 kilos and has a total footprint of 436 across, 450 deep, and 485 millimeters high. Scott has spent the last month with the 3D printer at the studio, and he's been pushing it through its paces with trying to come up with the pros and cons for us. The first thing Scott told us was this, from the very startup of assembly, was an easy step-by-step guide to follow. It gave great results from the very first print, and there's an active and very supportive Facebook group should you have any questions at all. It runs quietly in the background. The glass bed is flawless, and the top tip for the glass bed was Scott said he used hairspray. So we'll talk some more about that in a second. And it holds temperature incredibly well. Now, there are some cons, and it's only fair to mention these. The stylish hot end cover, which is beautifully illuminated, is a little too big, and it does obscure the view of the print. It performs bed leveling on a cold bed, which makes the zero offset quite tight. And when the print finishes, it doesn't turn off, so the fan does keep running. So there's three little pointers just to be aware of there. It was released roughly 2 years ago at $500. It's now available at half of that price, and I've linked below the best price that you can currently find online.
$250-odd or whatever it works out as now.
It's thereabouts. It's
For a 3D printer of this quality is absolutely insane.
I filled the table with some of these. The inventions that Scott's printed off for us. They go through some of the various things that he's experienced with the printer.
We've seen a lot of 3D printers in our time across the different productions we've done. Some industrial style 3D printers.
Yeah, so all the way from like the Z-Morph, the bigger 3D printers, yeah, right into these like hobbyist 3D printers.
And at Scott's daily 3D printer is the Creality Ender. And he was shocked at this by comparison when you look at the price to the quality of printing. So he was genuinely shocked at how well this performs and how easy it was to use. That in itself is a testament to it being incredible value for money.
The one takeaway from Scott over all of this when we were discussing just before filming was the fact that from very setup, everything was incredibly logical and simple. He didn't have to dial things in too much.
Yeah.
It wasn't making mistakes where he was wasting loads of product or wasting hours of print,
yeah,
where it failed. He literally struggled to come up with some of the cons.
Yeah.
The top tip of putting hairspray onto the bed, genius.
I think the major negative is the fact that it does the bed leveling when it's cold.
Bed leveling so when it's cold makes it far more difficult. Yeah.
So he always waits for it to heat up and then puts a Z offset of 0.5, I think it is.
Yeah.
Just to adjust for that. I mean, that's kind of, again, like we said, splitting hairs. It's an incredible device.
You're saying you could refine your prints even more so, but the finish that we've got from what he's been doing is really exceptional considering he hadn't slowed up the prints,
yep,
for a better finish.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like straight off the print. This is what it comes out like. But obviously where they become slightly more stringy, where you get some of like the fuzzing, you could dial that in more just by slowing things down. But yeah, exceptional finish. And for us as a studio, the thing that we love about 3D printers is they make incredible props. You can put, yeah, your hand on something very quickly and you've got a great prop.
Yeah.
Whether it's to be an object for the background to backlight, whether it's like this, a really colourful prop that will hold a controller on the table. So if we're reviewing controllers, I can just drop it on there. It's for us, a 3D printer is an incredible tool.
Yeah, you said it at the start. It's the ultimate man cave tool, isn't it? Like, if you like tinkering with stuff,
yeah,
you have to try 3D printing at least once. It's so much fun. The fact that this has got a laser engraver as well, now that's an element of this we've not spent a lot of time looking at.
Yeah, so the thing we know about the laser engraver so far is to set it up, the instructions are kind of loose. There's not a lot of guidance on the setup for the laser engraving. So what it says is you've got to raise the laser head and try and get it to burn in a small circular dot. When you've got that, the laser's in focus. I went through a lot of online blogs about this, and people have had a lot of issues in there really being enough guidance. There's not enough YouTube videos on guidance for setting it up. But from the sounds of it, once you get the laser to produce the circular dot and it's in focus, from that point on, what it produces is fantastic. Yeah. But yes, it, in a studio environment, it's not so great for us. We're not so interested in the laser head. Well,
and also,
and that's really because of the environment we're
in. I was just going to say, if you're hoping to do any laser etching, you got to make sure it's well ventilated where you are, which is, funnily enough, kind of the opposite of what you want for 3D printing. 3D printing, you want a really stable, consistent environment for everything to set properly.
Yeah.
Laser etching, you want good ventilation because you're burning stuff.
Yeah.
So in a studio environment like this, we're not going to be testing laser and grading.
Yeah, I did find, again, there's a Facebook group for all of this. And the information in there is really good. So that, you know, to define better engravings, you can do slower passes, you can do more passes. All of the information really was sourced from the Facebook group.
That's incredible.
So that's really nice. Again, a con, there's not a huge wealth of information coming from the brand.
Yeah.
And some of the frustration in the group is about communication, the ways of accessing for questions that you might have. So it's one thing to bear in mind is if you're going to buy one of these printers, you've really got to join the Facebook group because that's where you're going to get your most support from the people that really know.
But if you are a newbie, like we are, to be fair, we know a little bit about 3D printing, but I wouldn't say by any means that we would be
nerds
in it. Yeah. If you're a newbie, it's actually a really good entry point considering it's so cheap and so easy to set up and so easy just to get going with. Get some files down from Thingiverse, some things you want to print.
Yeah.
You can get going straight away within an hour of building the thing.
You don't need to day one start designing your own things to print. None of these have been designed by us or by Scott.
No.
These are all straight off the internet. These are files that are readily available for free for you to access and print out.
Yeah.
In fact, the printer comes with like a lucky waving cat. You know?
Does it really?
So straight out of the box, you can print on a file.
Why haven't we got the waving cat?
I mean, you just... just ask Scott and right, he'll print the waving cat.
Go and tell him to print it.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't move. It's sat.
Oh, it's I want one like, that moves.
It's about to wave, but okay. It's like a photo version. So yeah, there's loads of cool stuff. And of course, as always, the more time you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. So finishes like this, which just exceptional. Scott spent a little bit of time on that with the finish. Here he's kind of sprayed that finish. So it just puts more into the print than what you would get straight off of the print.
Is it the ultimate man cave gadget?
Easily, because you're creating something from nothing. A moment ago, you had a roll of filament and you've turned it into a prop or something functional like a holder or a controller or an organizer or a tray. Like whatever you can think of, you can make.
That's so cool.
And that is the love of 3D printing. Like here, someone thought, you know, I want the rock's head.
Oh, so it's a rocktopus.
On an octopus body. So
a rocktopus.
A rocktopus. And that's crazy. And it comes straight out of the print bed like that with all the moving parts. Job done. Then you've got things like this. Now, this is something that Scott's just made just to show us that those dual print heads can work seamlessly. So, you know, there you've got two different colours printed on one print, if you like, on one finished product. There's another version. So it's just a dog with a red head and a green body.
Why not?
Yeah, because you can. So you should. If you can, then you do. This is a little vase. It's a lovely little prop background ornament.
You could give that to your wife. For her birthday.
I'm going to try. Yeah, you know, why not?
Go and pick a wildflower in it. A free gift.
And you know, she'll be impressed.
She'll be impressed. I made this for you.
It looks like I've spent a lot of money on it.
I just wish you'd make me things.
Look at how it catches the light. I spent hours on this creation.
Yeah.
And she'll be amazed. In fact, I think should be that impressed that I'd be in the good books again.
No way.
Yeah, which would be the first time in a long time.
First time ever.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I've linked below to the best price online. If you do buy one, that helps make it rain for me. Not very much, a little bit. Last month, 40 pence.
Hopefully this month, 50
if pence. If we can edge towards, we're in the right direction, then I can convince Gene to free up my credit card so I can keep buying stuff.
Another 3D printer?
I think I might do, especially if they like 3D printing, because I like 3D printing. Yeah. So, I'll just keep buying stuff.
Well, it was an action-packed show. For the first time ever in Top 5 Gadgets, we've actually done 5 gadgets.
We have.
For the first time ever.
I mean,
isn't that impressive?
It could be a new trend. Like, will we fall off next week?
Probably.
Won't we fall off next week?
Probably not.
Stick around and find out. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening.
Yes.
Rate the podcast, because that really helps us.
Does.
And for those people that are over on YouTube and stuff, do the YouTube stuff. You know what to do.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty much all there is to say. That's been another episode of Top 5 Gadgets. Hope you've enjoyed it.
You went to repeat yourself then, didn't you? You're like, oh, no, I've already said it.
I was just thinking, is there anything else I need to tell them to?
No.
The problem is, I get to the end, AJ, and I think, who really cares if they like and subscribe? They tell you that you need them to in order for more people to be shown the video.
No, I'm just happy that you've joined us for your car journey to listen about gadgets.
Hopefully you've got to wherever you're going to safely. You've enjoyed the drive. We've broken up some time.
Yeah.
And, if you're on the toilet, I hope your legs are still working when
you've got
stand
those
up.
Patches on your legs now where you've been leaning forward too much.
Yeah, leaning. Maybe they've been watching us while on the toilet.
Wow, that is a whole dark chapter I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, well, sometimes I leave my AirPods in.
Yeah.
Go and walk the dog. I start listening. I come
Is that
home.
A euphemism for something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Legitimately walking the dog.
Right.
And, I come home. I've still got them in. I'm still listening. The wife thinks I'm listening to her. Got no idea what she's saying.
That's why you're in the bad books all the time.
Yeah.
So if you got to the deep end with us, thank you for being here. And of course, we'll be back same time next time.
Yeah.
So bye.
Bye, everyone.